Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. Later, his widow Elizabeth and their young daughter Valerie went to live with the same tribe for 2 years, teaching them about God and his love for them. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with my guest, Olive Fleming Liefeld. Olive, you've written a book. Tell us about that book.
It is called Unfolding Destinies, the story of Peter Fleming and Operation Alka. Pete was one of the last ones to come in to the Operation Alka, even though he had gone to Ecuador in the first place intending to reach the Alkas. And he had written a diary, and I had kept this diary for many years, and you, Betty, had kept saying, "When are you going to do something with the diary?" And it was hard for me to even think of using the diary, but I did, trying to give some background, and I learned a lot of things through his diary about his love for me that he didn't express in letters.
You sure would have been glad to have a little bit of that on paper in the letters, right?
That's right.
At the time, you are now married to Dr. Walter Liefeld of Trinity Seminary. And didn't you and Walt make a visit to Ecuador just before you wrote this book?
No, it was after. Actually, I had finished writing.
Oh, is that right?
And we had an opportunity of going to Colombia. And I said, if I'm going to Colombia, I must go to Ecuador and get down to the jungles. And so all the arrangements were made through Rachel. And we took our youngest daughter down. This was quite an experience to go from the North Shore of Chicago to a very primitive situation. But I was excited. I was looking forward to seeing these people. I had already met Kimo and Komi years ago when they were here in the United States.
Who were they?
Well, Kimo was one of the killers. He probably was quite young at the time he killed the five men. And Komi is the son of Gita, who was the head.
Sort of the leader of the killers.
of the group.
Yes, we're talking about the Alka tribe, A-U-C-A, the Alka Indians of Ecuador, who killed five missionaries, one of whom was Pete Fleming, my guest's husband. Now, let's go back a little bit, and I'd like to know your background, Olive. Where are you from, and where did you meet Pete?
Pete and I grew up together in the same church out in Seattle. We had known each other from the time we were very little. Our parents were very good friends. And it wasn't until I was about 17 that Pete and I started dating. He was, I think, a little more interested in me at the time. I was too young to think about marriage or anything like that. But we, as the years went by, we grew together. We believed that God had brought us together, and Pete wanted to serve the Lord in a teaching ministry, either in the university and also in church ministry.
And Pete had a master's degree, right?
Yes, he had just gotten his master's degree in American literature, and that's what he had hoped to teach.
So how in the world did he end up in the jungle of South America?
He had been getting letters from Jim. He knew Jim was coming, and they had planned to meet together.
This is Jim Elliott.
Jim Elliott.
My husband.
And Jim came on a Sunday to Seattle, and about a month later, Pete told me of his conversation with Jim that Sunday and of his decision to go to Ecuador.
What in the world had Jim said?
I'm not all sure, except that Jim had told Pete that he was looking for another single fellow to go with him. He just had lost two of his friends to marriage. And so Pete told me all of this about these two that had gotten married. And there was nothing to keep him at home. He felt that this was the answer that, to his own searching as to where God would have him. And he didn't see it as something that maybe a long term. He believed that someday God would put him into teaching, but he believed that he needed to prepare himself, as Timothy did, in doing evangelism before he even went out to teach.
I certainly know that Jim Elliot had what he would have, he himself, I guess, would have called a sledgehammer personality. He accused me of being a sledgehammer type, but he did have a way of going around on the college campus and grabbing guys by the arm and saying, hey, buddy, how come you're not going to the mission field? And if they stuttered and stumbled around and said, well, I don't know, I just don't really feel called, he would say, well, buddy, you don't need a call, you need a kick in the pants. And I think he really administered a sort of a kick in the pants to both Ed McCulley, whom you've also heard about this week, and to his good buddy, Pete Fleming. But as you say, when Ed disappointed him by getting married and another friend had disappointed him by getting married, he thought, well, here's a guy who's still single. Maybe I can persuade him to go with me to Ecuador. Is that more or less accurate?
Yes, I think that was it. And also that Pete had so much learning, he had so much gift. Why was he going on to seminary? He already had more than he needed to tell these people.
Well, how did you yourself come to terms with being the wife of a missionary when you, I suppose, at one time had hopes of being the wife of a university professor?
Well, it was the fact that Pete had told me it was over between us and that he was going out single and that he could not hold me to any commitment that was so hard on me. It was very devastating, and at that point he said, we're not even going to write letters. It is over.
Was that an engagement? Was it?
No, it was. We had a commitment. He was going. We knew he was going to be going away, to Fuller, either Fuller or perhaps the service. And I knew he was going to be gone, and we had planned that we would be married in 3 years.
Well, so you must have been perhaps more than a little bit upset with this guy, Jim Elliot, were you?
I was very upset with Jim Elliot. And it took me a long time to get over that. And every time that, when you and Jim got engaged, then I thought, oh, probably now Pete will think about it. And that's just exactly what happened. And then when you got married, I thought, oh, well, now it's going to be my turn. And that's exactly what happened.
It did happen. Well, we could look back on all these things and try to figure them out, but it's a wonderful thing to know that the Lord is sovereign. He's in charge. So you and Pete had been working in the jungle, single, with Jim in a place called Shandia. Then you got married, and he went back to the States and married you, right? And then brought you back to Quito, and what'd you do there?
We were there almost 9 months as I was learning the language. And at that time, during that time, I had two miscarriages, and I seemed to be more sick than I was well. And
you had all sorts of jungle missionaries like the McCulleys and the Elliots landing on you every now and then.
Yes, and they're important
guests.
Parents.
Oh, they're important parents.
And I never had run a home in the United States, so it was quite an experience, especially to have an Indian who didn't speak very much Spanish to help me in the home.
And you didn't speak very much Quechua, I'm sure.
None.
So it was a rugged first year.
Yes.
And you went then from Quito to?
To the jungles. And the first thing we did, we went to a Quechua conference. Jim and Pete were in charge of that Quechua conference. And it was at that time that Ed and Nate were flying over the jungles and found the Alcas.
Oh, really? I'd forgotten about that juxtaposition. So you went to a little place called Puyupungu. Is that
after
right?
After that, yes.
A place that Jim and I had been in for a short time. And can you tell us how or why Pete decided to join Operation Alca?
Well, all the time we were there, he felt, in Puyupungu, he felt cut off, not knowing what was going on, except for Nate. Every week, Nate would come in, and he'd give us the news when he'd fly in, tell us what was going on, and he flew Roger in. And so these three men worked over plans and read as much as they could about different groups trying to get into tribes. And Pete just felt that Roger was far more capable than he was. Pete always felt that he wasn't really this jungle type.
Pioneer type.
Right. So he had some misgivings about that, but he also was very concerned about me, having brought me down to the jungles, and I had just had the second miscarriage. And so he was concerned, and now he had to make a decision. But the final time was at McCulley's house when Nate spoke up for Pete going, and it was Jim, your husband, that had said that he thought that it was putting all three Quechua speakers in that situation, it would be very difficult if they were all killed.
Yes, well, of course, they all were killed. All three of the male missionaries in Ecuador that spoke Quechua at that time mm-hmm. were all killed. There was mm-hmm. Dr. Tidmarsh, but he was not in Ecuador at the time. So we were sort of left holding the bag, weren't we?
Yes.
But God knows all about that, and we have so little time left. Olive, just bring us up to date quickly on where you are now.
I have been married to Walter Liefeld for 32 years. He's a professor of New Testament at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. And we've had a ministry among the students there. And we're just looking now to the future as to what the Lord has for us next.
Two miscarriages when you were married to Pete, but you have how many children now?
I have three children now.
Well, thank you so much, Olive. My guest today was Olive Fleming Liefeld, whose husband was one of the five men killed in Ecuador in 1956. Thank you so much, Olive, for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. Thank you.